They're tiny, each weighing the same as a couple of one-pound coins. Yet the journey to their breeding grounds in Europe is over 3,000 miles long. Ahead of them lies a vast death trap. The Sahara is too large to go around. The swallows have no choice but to meet it head on. It will take one of nature's greatest feats of navigation to cross this lifeless wasteland. A wilderness that stretches not just to the horizon, but almost beyond imagination. It's an immense blank space on the map. In spite of the Sahara's reputation, less than one-fifth of it is sand. The rest is stone and wind-scarred rock.